In some cities, you now need a smartphone to pay for parking on the street. Now, for instance, in many neighborhoods in Miami, the local parking authority has removed 99% of individual parking meters, along with half of its multi-spot machines. The only way to pay often involves a specific app. That can be convenient, but it can leave some people behind. Danny Rivero from member station WLRN reports.
4P, press 1. 4Q, press 2. 4R, press 3. 4.
Are you listening to this?
On a recent morning, I noticed Joe and Tien standing on a corner looking up at a street sign in frustration. She was trying to pay for parking.
We can't get in with the app, so I'm attempting to do it over the phone, which is just so much work. It could be easier.
And Tien tried to download the Pay By Phone app. She called the number but was confused. She was heading to an event and was already late, and now she's dealing with this.
There's some areas when you come downtown that they have the machines, which is easier, like if you go by the courthouse, for example.
And Etienne is not alone in her frustration. In 2008, Miami became the first major U.S. city to introduce pay-by-phone technology. The company says 9 out of 10 parking spaces in Miami are paid for through pay-by-phone, one of the highest usage rates in the world. On the one hand, using pay-by-phone is incredibly convenient. But it also requires users have a smartphone with updated operating systems, and some report having trouble opening the app when needed. Still, Art Noriega, the CEO of the Miami Parking Authority, says that technology is moving in this direction.
There's so many other cities around the country that look to us in terms of this program, how we set it up, how we marketed it.
Noriega says it only makes sense to move people onto the app, because that's where the customer is.
So it really depends on the neighborhood. And where we think the utilization is high, where we can start to eliminate the equipment.
But getting rid of parking meters is a big deal. Pay-by-phone is owned by Volkswagen, the largest car company in the world. And in its terms of service, Pay-by-phone says that it shares data with police and other government agencies, as well as other unnamed third parties. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital policy watchdog group, this raises red flags.
They're collecting the license plate, the location, and your name with a credit card.
Rebecca Jeske is an analyst with the group.
So if you are contributing information that goes into a database for whatever reason, then that database becomes available to many other people, whether it's someone breaking into the database or the person who administrates it deciding to share it.
I asked Noriega of the Miami Parking Authority about the wisdom of pushing drivers exclusively onto a private app to legally park in many parts of the city.
Well, I don't know we're forcing anybody to do anything. First of all, to get into the app and use it, you have to agree to the terms of service.
Neither PayByPhone nor Volkswagen responded to requests for comment on this story. Back on the street corner, after 20 minutes, Jo and Tien decided to give up on calling PayByPhone since she couldn't get on the app.
I'm just going to go because even on the phone is a hassle.
And on this day, she was lucky. When she returned to her car, she didn't have a parking ticket. For Here and Now, I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.